The Egyptian Ministry of Religious Endowments is further extending its control over mosques during the holy month of Ramadan, restricting the topics permitted. The ministry said the decision should unite people, not divide them, compared to what it described as a more politicized past when the country was run by former President Mohamed Morsi. The ministry had previously casted its full control on religious sermons after military-appointed President Adli Mansour issued a decree to regulate sermons and to limit those approved by Al-Azhar al-Sharif, the highest religious authority in Egypt.
The current military regime that is posted in Egypt has been coming to power through the Western support. That's why it is advocating the Western ideas about Islamism as extremism and fanaticism. It is only manipulating the Ministry of Religious Endowments and its preachers to control the upcoming Islamic revolution against this regime. This is not going to work because most of the Egyptians know what is Islam and know how dependent and how secular this regime is.
The law was hailed by some who say that it is necessary to regulate religious messages after the wave of violence that has gripped the country since last year. The campaign initiated to enforce state control on mosques especially aims to limit pro-Muslim Brotherhood speech.
I believe the Egyptians are losing the gains of the January Revolution one after the other. They are seeing a new dictatorship in the making.
On another front, many are against the decision, saying that it limits religious freedom and enforces a state monopoly on religious discourse. State control on mosques can be felt now during the holy month of Ramadan more than before, and many are worried that the state is regressing to Mubarak-era practices where thousands of preachers were forbidden from giving sermons due to their opposing political situation to those in power. Karim Gamaleddin, Press TV, Cairo.